Thank you and good afternoon. The forecasted winter storm has been underway since yesterday, and most of the power outages that have been occurring along the North Coast have been caused mostly by the severe weather conditions. Areas in Arcata have suffered power outages due to trees falling on electrical power lines. Those outages had left over 800 customers without power. Humboldt State University also suffered a brief power outage earlier today, but power was restored by the school's generators. Electricity in areas of McKinleyville were restored after power outages from earlier today left nearly 300 customers without power. The Miranda area suffered power outages this morning that had left 500 customers without power, prompting all schools in the area to be closed for the day. More than 400 customers were also left without electricity in Petrolia and out to the Honeydew area. Eureka police responded to a residence in the 1500 block of 7th Street in the early morning hours on Wednesday after receiving a call that the victim of a burglary had chased down the suspect and detained him. Police arrested 29-year-old Eureka resident Chad Fracker after learning that the victim had found Fracker in his residence with stolen items. He held Fracker at bay until police arrived, and Fracker was booked into county jail on burglary charges. Police want to remind residents that most burglaries occur during the day when people are at work and to ensure you secure your residence. If you see any suspicious behavior, you are asked to report these incidents to the police. The Eureka Police Department's problem-oriented police team conducted a probation search at a residence on Boyle Street December 4th, and detectives found evidence of drug activity, and they also found an unattended male infant upstairs. The infant had been left unattended by a couple who fled the residence when police arrived, and the child was turned over to the care of Child Welfare Services. Tuesday afternoon, Eureka police conducted a traffic stop on a vehicle that contained 41-year-old Mingo Guyton and 31-year-old Eleanor Betts, both of Eureka, and they were arrested in connection with the probation search. Both were booked into county jail for child endangerment, possession of heroin for sale, and other drug-related crimes. The child remains in protective custody. The fall semester for Humboldt State University is about to come to a close, and for some students, that means it's also the end of their college career, as 713 students have applied to graduate at the end of this semester. For fall graduates, they usually don't get a ceremony in the month of December, but the school usually hosts receptions for those students to recognize their accomplishment. Usually, if fall graduates want to be involved in the big ceremony, they either have had to walk in the previous ceremony last spring or apply to walk at the upcoming ceremony the following spring semester. 637 undergraduate students and 70 master's students have applied for fall graduation, while the other 6 students will receive their credentials. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Humboldt County roads and Caltrans have had a busy day today as the severe weather has affected driving conditions on roadways. Vehicle collisions, mud or rock slides, and trees falling over blocking roadways have been adding to the severe roadway conditions. California Highway Patrol Officer Matt Harvey was on Talk Shop to advise motorists to drive safe and slow during this storm.
We do have a little bit of concern of some standing water that would cause hydroplaning, so we do advise motorists to just look out for that, reduce your speed definitely. You know, I'd say the two biggest things I could recommend right now is that if you have to drive, by all means do what you need to do, but reduce your speed and just allow additional distance between you and the vehicle in front of you.
Some incidents include the westbound lane of State Route 299 being blocked due to a slide early this morning, while State Route 36 was completely blocked due to a downed tree. CHP units coordinated the removal of that tree. The Humboldt Bay Municipal Water District gladly announced today that Ruth Lake has gone from 69% capacity to 100% capacity since the end of October. This is the 15th earliest fill date in the district's history. The forecasted winter storm has played a key role in filling up this lake. Last year, due to the drought, Ruth Lake didn't reach 100% capacity until March, which was the second latest fill date in its history. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.